Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our lecture, Empowering the School of the Future, Currently Accessing Files in a Distributed Agile and Samba-Based Infrastructure.
And hi, everybody, also from my side, and welcome to our presentation about the FUS project, and in particular about the development of it called the FUS Remote Access. My name is Paolo Dongili. I'm technical inspector at the Italian School Department of the Autonomous Province of Bozen-Bolzano in South Tyrol, Italy. I'm coordinating the FUS project since 2016, and I'm going to introduce it in a few seconds. Marco?
Thank you, Paolo. Hi, everyone again. My name is Marco Marinello. I'm a computer science student at the Free University of Bolzano. I'm a freelance developer and system administrator. I'm a member of the Document Foundation, and currently I'm the president of the local Linux user group, and I'm also a developer of the FUS project.
Thank you, Marco. Well, so what's FUS? FUS is a project that was born 16 years ago in the province of Bozen-Bolzano, which is a small region in the northern part of Italy. And FUS stands for Free Upgrade for a Digitally Sustainable School, and was born with the aim to bring freedom and transparency in the schools of South Tyrol as far as digitalization is concerned. And why? Because we wanted students and teachers to be able to use the same software both at school and at home without any kind of restriction in a very transparent way. And this was only possible by means of free software using GNU/Linux and the many free educational tools available for schools. And in this way, FUS created public value and over time acquired a public value. All public money invested in this project has been made available as software with all source code and documentation since it was born in 2005. And the public value represented by Project FUS was also recognized by national and international initiatives as Repubblica Digitale in Italy, by the Ministry of Innovation, and also the European level, since all projects of Repubblica Digitale are part of the Digital Skills and Job Coalition of the European Commission. FUS is also part of the Developers Italia initiative and is one of the projects that is in line with the Code for Digital Administration, which can be considered the ratification in Italy of the Public Money, Public Code initiative by the Free Software Foundation Europe. At local level, FUS, among other affiliations and recognitions, is members of the South Tyrol Network for Sustainability, which aims to gather initiatives which follow the 2030 agenda for sustainable development. FUS, of course, is not only a project of sustainable digitalization, it is a client and server GNU/Linux distribution based on Debian GNU/Linux, now on Debian 10 Buster, and it is used in around 80 schools, which count around 4,500 PCs, 64 servers. It is virtualized with Proxmox, and in the past years we gathered around 200 desktop applications which are used in all grades and in all schools. The coverage is not only in all schools of South Tyrol, so in our region, there are also some schools outside our region in Italy. FUS is not only used in schools, but also at home, as I said before. And during this long pandemic period, many, many students were in need of PCs and notebooks to be able to remotely follow the lessons and study at home. Therefore, associations as the Linux User Group Bozen Bolzano Bulsan and ADA created a synergy with other associations on our territory, starting project called School Swap, with the aim of reducing the digital divide among students. And together use PCs, clean them, install GNU Linux and free educational software on them. The result was that in a few months, more than 100 PCs were brought to students in need who didn't have any PC at home. Now let's quickly get back to the concept of digital sustainability, which is quite important for us, a concept we stick to. And we introduced it and we used it because it is an extension of the use of free software. It comprehends two other important objectives, which are the use of standard open formats and the freely available teaching materials. Free software, open formats, and freely available teaching materials are the three pillars, important pillars, that leverage the free sharing of knowledge in schools. FUS and free software help explaining to teacher and students that technologies in schools need to follow a virtuous circle, comprehending the four well-known liberties. In our schools, we didn't want technologies that bring our schools into a lock-in situation, which is dangerous both for students and teachers and also for families. We chose technologies we were able to control. We decided to invest public money, reducing operational expenses, which are typical of proprietary software contracts. We didn't want to be controlled by technologies, transforming people's data into products used by big multinational companies. In particular, as far as web applications are concerned, we decided to use free software products where both infrastructure and software are under our control. And this is the case of e-learning platforms as Moodle or Chamilo we are using, office automation software as LibreOffice Online, the collaboration suite Nextcloud, and video conferencing systems as BigBlueButton. For the past 16 years, FUS listened carefully to suggestions coming from teachers and students. But one piece was missing, though, making users' files available remotely, which is a solution which turned out very, very useful during the pandemic period, and not only during that. Now Marco explains us the great job he made in designing and realizing this architecture.
So what was the missing piece in this suite of software? The piece was making the files available for the users remotely. So when a teacher or a student gets outside of the school, in principle it was not possible for them to access the files they saved at school. So the only way to transport files from and to the school was either to put them on a USB stick or to use a cloud service. So let's get a step back and see how does a school network work. So there's a domain controller, which is a server that runs OpenLDAP and an NFS version 4 protected with Kerberos Share. But there's also a firewall that protects the server from being accessed remotely. So accessing via the NFS protocol from remote, it's unfortunately not possible. So we needed to pretend to be a client of the server itself and not access it from the VAN. So what's the state of the art? Because FUS Remote Access is based on the latest and surprising production-ready software, like Nextcloud. I'm sure you already know it, Nextcloud is widely deployed by public administration enterprises, small companies, and private users. It has a very large community and shipped with Docker, and natively supports external storages and LDAP authentication. So these two features were of course essential for this project, since our aim was to authenticate users with the credential they already have and provide them files that already are stored in the server. Unfortunately, there's not so many choices in the field of the online collaboration. One solution is LibreOffice Online, which is a server built upon of the original core of LibreOffice that allows, by the WPI protocol, to edit files directly on a browser rendered system. And about internal PKI and CME, we are using Sarva as a CME client, which is at the moment the most stable. Let's Encrypt for providing our public infrastructure free SSL certificates, and the Small Step as internal PKN and CME, so which is a really important part that allows us to protect the traffic between the central proxy and the delegate server. So to sum up, what's FUS Remote Access? First of all, it's a private cloud provided by the autonomous province of Bolzano with its own infrastructure. It's an online collaboration suite, since it allows the users to collaboratively edit their documents, and it's also a solution for accessing your own data outside the secure network. Why this solution? First of all, for the data under control and the general data protection regulation. Since all the files are stored on the school server used every day, there is no problem from this point of view of data transfer or anything else. It's a distributed storage, since it uses the storage on the single server, so it tries to optimize unused space on surface schools, and it's even useful for the duplication. So instead of having a copy of the same file on many different locations, the first and the original copy is on the first user itself. And finally, it uses single sign-on, so you can use the same credentials as the school network to access it. What's the infrastructure behind this solution? So, the main part is the domain and the subdomain access.foos.zrit, which is an its own DNS zone provided by a separate server from foos.zrit. And it provides on this domain both the balanced proxy that allows to access the delegate server and the online collaboration suite, which is an instance of LibreOffice Online. On the private infrastructure, we have the internal ACME, which is used to issue SSL valid certificates for the delegate service, and the private DNS, which is used, of course, as a helper of the ACME. Finally, every school has its own full service, as it has always been, and a side of this server also has a remote access delegate server. As you may have realized from what Paolo said, deploying this solution in 80 different servers may become quite challenging. So that's how we deploy it. First of all, a Debian 10 template is shipped to the virtualization environment of every school, configured via CloudInit, and then deployed outside of the main server and already running full server. Then, thanks to Ansible, we complete the configuration. In the first step, we are going to reconfigure our private DNS and issue for the new virtual machine a certificate which is suitable for their new full public qualified domain name, which is of course internal, so private domain. And on the second step, we reconfigure even the public DNS we ask let's encrypt to it. And on the second stage, we even reconfigure the public DNS we ask let's encrypt to issue a public certificate for this new domain, and we reconfigure our plans proxy to point a public domain to the new delegate server. So let's take a second to talk about the scalability of this project. This project is really easy to scale. We can just add a few more proxy servers, maybe switching from Apache to HA proxy, which could be for sure a really better solution. And with this, we could even scale the OCS instances to allow more users to collaborate via the document concurrently. And with this, the solution is easily scalable. Another enhancement we could add is to provide a geographically different entry point to the virtual private network, so that the inbound traffic would be split onto two or more nodes. In conclusion, take a look on how it looks. That's the homepage of Fus Remote Access. It's basically a list of the schools that currently can use this service. Then we have the Nextcloud login, slightly personalized with logo of Fus and the name of the school, and then the standard dashboard of Nextcloud 20, the file browsing and the online editing with LibreOffice Online. So what have been the positive outcomes of this project? First of all, offer an important service to the users. That was a really, really asked service to have, and it can improve the user experience a lot. We contributed to the LibreOffice documentation. We wrote a part in their public wiki about how to build LibreOffice online. We even contributed to the small stack development. Yesterday, the issue of integration with Proxmox certification system has been closed, so a really big achievement. And we invested in local skills, so of course, technicians and other personnel has to be formed to use CloudInit and these technologies. So, really a positive outcome for our territory. This study has been published within the conference Lidamatica, or edition of 2020. You can find the paper on the website of the conference as a link or as a download. So the final acknowledgements, important people that contributed to this project, Pier Giorgio Cemin, Emiliano Vavassori, Andrea Buonanni, Marco Martini, and Stefania Fiore, thank you again. So thank you for your attention, we'll be here to answer your question, if you have any. And any further information, visit fus.bz.it or write an email to info@fus.bz.it. Thank you again.